In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Good morning and welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. We're talking about a strategy of replacing godly thinking, victorious thinking, over weak, yielding thinking that causes us never to be prepared for battle, always to give in to the thoughts and temptations and the fears and the insecurities that Satan wants us to focus our attention on. We were talking the last time about preparing for battle. Let me call your attention to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We said in verse 3, we walk in the flesh, but we don't war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. It's not my personality or my mind, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Then it goes on to say, casting down imaginations. This is where Satan loves to say, well, you know, I wonder what if, and what am I going to do if this happens, and what if that, and my mind just begins to imagine all kinds of fearful outcomes and anxiety attacks, and what about this, and what if I can't get my job back, and what if I don't keep my health insurance, and what if, those are imaginations that God says, cast them down, get rid of them. And then he says, in every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. That high thing is referring to anything that leads you to an egotistical independence. I don't need God. I'm okay. I don't need to study His Word today. I don't need to pray. I'm cool. Everything's great. That's an egotistical independence that he says we need to cast it down because it's a high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. In 2 Peter chapter 1, again and again and again, it talks about knowing God, knowing God, knowing God. And that, of course, comes through our time in the Word. But once we cast down everything that goes against knowing God, then it says, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. In other words, every thought needs to be evaluated. Do I need to arrest that thought? Do I need to start out the day and say, Lord, what thoughts have been prevalent in my mind that have caused me to despair and be in depression and lose hope? Lord, I am casting these thoughts down. If you want to, write those thoughts and attitudes down that you need to remove. Write them on a piece of paper. I want to be less selfish. I want to overcome jealousy. I want to experience forgiveness. Write down the thoughts that you are casting down, getting rid of. So as you prepare for battle, you carefully identify these wrong thoughts. Secondly, be prepared for hard discipline. Hard discipline. See, when we were kids, we probably memorized a lot. I know when I was a kid, we could earn a free trip to camp if we learned 50 memory verses from the Bible. I won free trips to camp every year, 50 verses, and at the end of saying those verses, then there was a time that we stood before the lady who was listening to us, and she would just mention any one of those verses, and we would have to say the verse. So it wasn't like you memorized it for a week and then, you know, went on to the next verse and totally forgot it. So those verses stayed in my heart and mind. I guess maybe that's why so many times now when I'm talking to people in counseling situations, verses will just immediately come to my mind that I have memorized, that I personally have meditated on myself. Is it because the Bible says there's no temptation taken you but such as is common to man? In other words, I as a counselor face the same temptations that the counselee faces. So I have to meditate on verses that address my problems so I can be able to tell them, well, this is how God helped me. This is a verse that God gave me. And so spend 15 or 20 minutes a day just focusing your attention on memorizing and meditating on these Bible verses. It'd be fantastic for you just to make up your mind that this is going to become an integral part of starting your day. But it requires hard discipline. Satan will give you all kinds of things that will fill in your time. And so many times we are just too busy to meditate on the Word of God, to focus our attention on the promises that we need to claim when we're facing those temptations. Thirdly, memorize these verses and be able to quote them when you're suddenly tempted. See, you can't carry a Bible with you everywhere you go because you have no clue when you're going to be tempted. But if those Bible verses are being carried in the briefcase of your mind, they're with you all the time. Psalm 119:11. The psalmist David said, it's the meditation on the Word that keeps him pure. And so consequently, pick out verses that deal with your issues of weakness. What are your issues? And write them on a small note card and carry them with you throughout the day. When I was in college, I had to take 2 years of Greek. And so consequently, I had Greek words that I was memorizing every day, every night for 2 solid years. Now, the second year, we did more translation of verses in the Bible. But that first year, I carried those Greek cards with me everywhere. I had a little ring binder. And I carried them with me everywhere but the shower. And I even thought about laminating them for the shower because I had to keep those words in my mind so I would be able to see them, understand them, know how to translate, know how to conjugate, so I could pass the course, so I could study the Bible in the original language of the New Testament. Now, it's the same principle. Write them on small note cards. Carry them with you wherever you go. And that way, they'll be with you. So, prepare for battle, 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 to 5. Secondly, use your weapons. Use your weapons. Now, when do you start? Well, you start before you get out of bed. Dedicate your day to God and simply start your day in prayer. I usually start my day by looking at my iPhone to see what the weather's going to be like. How should I dress? But I need to start my day. You need to start your day while still in bed, giving your day to God. And simply say, Lord, I want my mind to be your mind. I want you to point out opportunities and how to spend my time today. This is the day the Lord hath made. I want to rejoice and be glad. So use your weapons while you're still in bed and you begin to understand the importance of God's Word. The Bible says in Luke 1:37, with God, nothing shall be impossible. Whatever you're facing each day with God, key words, nothing shall be impossible. Now, without God, nothing is possible. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. Luke 1:37. Then, of course, Romans 8:28 and 29 tell us that when bad things happen, it's for a purpose. It's designed to bring us into the image of the Lord Jesus. And, of course, Philippians 4:13 tells us that whatever we're facing, we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So while you're still in bed, dedicate your day to God. Then get out of bed and eat breakfast. Now, read a chapter of the Bible. Meditate on your verses. Decide now how you're going to respond to today's temptations. Decide now. Then number three, during the day, as soon as a tempting thought occurs, verbally say, I reject these thoughts in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then verbally quote your verses. I mean, just pull your cards out and start going through your verses that are promises of God's help. And if it's a new temptation, determine to find and meditate then on appropriate verses for that sin or that temptation. Because Satan loves to have a new method of operation as we go along. And when you're facing temptations, begin to pray for, number one, the salvation of a special friend. Satan hates it when you pray. And so whenever he faces a time where he's tempting you with something and you immediately go to the Lord in prayer, starting to pray for the salvation of a special friend, Satan hates that. Secondly, pray for the purity of each family member. Just focus your mind and your prayer life on the purity of every family member. And thirdly, pray for your authorities. Pray for your authorities. Satan hates it when you pray. I don't know if he would tempt you less if he knew that it would constantly cause you to go to prayer, but it kind of makes sense to me that that may be true. So replace temptation with prayer, with meditation, and with verbal resistance. And then number four, don't become discouraged with the frequency of the same temptations. Don't become discouraged. See, to win the war, you've got to win many battles. That's true in any war, and that's true in the war with Satan. The Bible says that we have three enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. And whoever is attacking, expect to be attacked on more than one front. That's the way they operate. Now, remember what we said? It takes 40 days to break a habit. And so, consequently, the Lord Jesus wants to give you victory. Now, John 8:36 says, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Whatever you're facing, whatever the temptation is, if the Son makes you free, you should be free indeed. Now, how do I become free? Well, four verses before that, John 8:32. The truth shall make you free. The truth. So as you're studying the Word of God, understand that it's truth that will change your thinking, truth that will change your priorities, truth that will give you victory. Now, remember what we said a little while ago? If I'm not willing to forsake it, God's not willing to forgive it. So I want you to pause right now at the end of our time together and just ask yourself, Lord, what is it that you're putting your finger on in my life that I need to confess and forsake? The Bible says in Proverbs 28:13, if I do that, I will find mercy. That's what we need from God. But just simply say, Lord, what is it that I'm struggling to give up? What is it that I'm struggling to turn my back on and walk away from? What is it that I have rationalized in my mind is not all that bad? Maybe telling myself that everybody else is doing it, and I can still have victory if I do this. What is it? And am I willing to forsake it? And I guess the question is, how low have you become? Remember the story of the prodigal son? It was only when he became hungry and didn't have enough to eat, and even the pigs around him were getting full when he wasn't, that the Bible says he came to himself. It's because he came to an end. If you are just about there, why don't you have the good common sense of saying, Lord, that's it. I'm done. This has been stupid. I have ruined this portion of my life because I haven't been willing to forsake this. And therefore, you've not been willing to forgive it. Today, Father, I'm turning it over to you. And I am asking you through the power of Christ to take it away. I'm forsaking it. God, give me the ability to overcome it. Until the next time, my friend, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.